You're listening to the Ellie Castro Show. I am Ellie Castro.
And I'm Jose Rodriguez.
Emmeline and I were watching a show last night called The Stand, and it's on CBS streaming.
Uh-huh.
It's a weird show about like heaven and hell, and there's some virus that wipes out the whole earth, and there's just a few people left, whatever. So there's this character, and she's talking about the beach in Maine. And I'm like, why would anybody want to go to the beach in Maine? If you have the world to yourself, why would you want to go to some beach in Maine?
Right. That would be like going to a beach in Alaska.
Right. That's what I mean, Teresa. You have the Caribbean. Why aren't you going south? And she's like in Boulder, Colorado, and she wants to make the trek across country to go to some beach in Maine, right? So I'm like, okay, what beach is it, right? So they get there, and it's a place called Ogunquit Beach. It's spelled O-G-U-N-Q-U-I-T. Like Ogun.
Right.
Like Ogun quit.
Right.
And that's what they call the beach.
Right. He was the lifeguard there.
Ogun. Yeah.
And he quit.
Ogun quit. And they went, okay, this is called Ogunquit Beach.
Right. He was the only lifeguard that ever got hired there.
Right.
And he
quit. Right. So I was like, what's the big deal about this beach? Right. So, of course, I'm going to look at reviews. Right. And the reviews go like this. I absolutely love this place. One of my favorites. 5 stars. Very clean beach. Love it. 5 stars. Soft sand, long shelf for warmer water, close amenities, peaceful, friendly mix of people, totally gorgeous, 5 stars. But you know, for every 5-star review, there's going to be this guy. Not impressed. We were there for maybe an hour when the ocean just barged on in and took over the beach. I mean, literally, it just kept creeping up to us and pushing us back. We'd move out chairs and it would creep up again. Before long, it was all ocean and no more beach. Very rude. 2 stars.
So this is a guy who's never been to a beach and doesn't know what high tide is.
Or to school.
Yeah.
You understand he gave 2 stars to the ocean.
Right. Yeah.
For not behaving.
Like he wanted it to behave.
Yeah. Like I'm here. I need the ocean to stay away. Why is the ocean creeping up on me?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to give the ocean 2 stars, you're just like 1 step away from reporting the ocean to the cops. You understand? Yeah. At that point, you're like, you know, well, the ocean's harassing me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I can see the guy who left the review easily go file a report. Excuse me, I don't understand. I'm trying to sunbathe the ocean. It keeps barging in on our picnic.
But sir, you understand it's just an ocean. That's what it does.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm the visitor, okay? And I have certain rights, like enjoying the ocean, enjoying the sand. But the water is interrupting my family time.
Sir, you understand that water is 75% of the world.
Okay, you know what? Can I talk to the lifeguard? There's a nice guy named Ogun.
Yeah, Ogun quit.
Ogun quit?
Yes.
Oh, then I'm out of here. I'm gone. Bye. So when I think of beaches, I think of Puerto Rico. And when I think of Puerto Rico, I think of wonderful people like my dear friend, Ana Belaval, who, by the way, if I could rate, I would give her a solid 4 stars because she does not barge in on anybody. She likes to go over her time, which is why I don't give her 5 stars.
What deducted a 1 star?
Yes. Because if she's ever in a show with you and she has to do, let's say, 20 minutes, she's doing 37. You get what I'm saying? So if she were to do 20, she'd be a solid 5 stars. But she's got a thing with time. So
right.
I deducted a star, but it's still a very solid 4.
Now, for people that don't maybe understand stand-up, is that bad to go over by 17 minutes of your time?
Yes. You might as well go up to my mother in the audience and slap her in the face. That's what that means. That's basically what she's doing.
Wow.
But I still love her, and let's bring her on. Ladies and gentlemen, Ana Belaval.
Yay! Listen, that was only 1 time, and it was easily 7 years ago.
So the time is okay? Since it was 7 years ago, it's okay?
He should forgive me!
Oh.
Yeah. Notice how she didn't dispute it. She basically said, you're right.
No,
right.
It's true.
Pero let it go.
And it's a complaint that my producer on TV would tell you, that yes, you are right. And it's something that I'm trying to work on it. I've had 7 years to work on it, but you don't allow me to open for you anymore.
You know, when somebody tells you that they've been working on something for 7 years, como que they lose credibility, ¿verdad?
Right.
No. I'm not saying I've been working for it for 7 years. You banned me 7 years ago, and I've gotten a lot better.
Ooh, okay. Wait. I heard the word banned.
Yes.
Ellie banned you?
Yeah, when you go 17 minutes over your set, You're done.
So you blacklisted her from your sets?
Me voto.
She's blocked. Me voto. She's banned. That's it. You're done. But she did mention that she is a reporter. She's a wonderful reporter at WGN News. And I don't think of myself as knowing a celebrity or being friends with a celebrity, but Emmeline's family will always remind me who the famous one is, right? Because I'm texting Anna and talking to Anna like she's my sister, right? And they're like, oh, my God, mm-hmm. you're talking to Anna Belaval. Oh, my God, that's Anna. Oh, my God. And I'm like, that's just Anna Belaval. I don't understand what the big deal is. She's on WGN News. She's my favorite. Oh, God, she's so funny. And I go, pero what am I? ¿Quién soy yo? Yo no soy nada.
Not Anna Belaval.
Oh, no. My God, can you tell Anna I said hi? I go, no.
Remember when I went to visit?
I never wanted somebody out of the house more than her. I'm like, just get out. Just leave.
They forgot you as soon as she walked through the door.
Yeah, it was all about, oh my God, Anna, your show was so funny. You were so hilarious. And Ellie, you know, he's cute. Pero Anna,
you should have done more. You should have done more.
Anna, you should have done 47 minutes, okay? Porque when you got off, we left with you, okay? You got off stage and we just left. We left. Okay, yeah, we've heard Elizalde. We hear him all the time.
Uh-huh. But doesn't that make your job easier if she did 17 minutes more? It cuts the work you
That's
gotta
what
do.
I'm saying, Jose.
Okay, you know what? Guess what? You're also banned. Okay, you're done. Enjoy your time.
We can work together.
Yeah, enjoy your last podcast with me. Mira, so we took a look at your website. Fascinating. And we had a couple of questions about your bio. Jose, go.
On your bio, it says that you'll try most anything once as the around town reporter.
Okay, can I stop you there, though? I loved how she conditioned it with as a reporter, because if you had not included that, it would read like this. Go ahead.
We'll try most anything once.
See, that's a much more interesting sentence. If you just stop it right there, it's like, really?
Well, that'll get creepers involved, too.
Right. Why I have enough of those.
Why do you have to go there? What are you, an ex-creeper? You know how they think? Jesus. Well, I'm just thinking like entertaining. You're thinking a criminal?
I'm just saying.
Okay, go ahead, Jose. Uh-huh.
So my question is, what is one thing that you have tried and you're like, oh, okay, I'm not doing that one again?
As a reporter, blah.
Trapeze school and indoor skydiving, anything that has to do with height, and something called haggis, which is a Scottish disgusting dish. I tried it once and I swore I would never try it again.
Okay, so anything involving athleticism and and weird foods.
Yeah.
Okay, Jose, next question.
That's reasonable. And I want to congratulate you. It says here that you have...
Hold on. I thought you had a question. Why are we turning... Now you're like an Emmeline's family.
Well,
now you want to congratulate her?
Well, because it says she's a four-time Emmy Award winner, so I want to congratulate her on that.
We don't even know who she was competing against, okay? Maybe that was like, you know, a low year. Maybe she was the only, you know, nominee.
That's where my question comes in.
No, were you already congratulating her before you asked for clarification? I'd be like, can I ask you this first? And then maybe I may or may not congratulate you. You were already like, hi, Mira, I'm Emily's cousin and I love you. And I just want to congratulate you before I even ask a question.
Well, four Emmys is a big deal. You have to congratulate.
You don't
something
even know
that.
If it's a big deal.
Do you have any Emmys?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
I'm just saying.
Because I was walking right.
You opened up the door and I just walked in. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Se la pusiste ahí.
If I open the door, please don't assume that's for you to enter, okay? You can just look around.
Y el muchacho la batió. El muchacho la batió.
You could be a friend and be like, listen, I could walk through this door, but I'm choosing not to. Go ahead with your question.
Okay, you'll like my question anyway, Ellie.
Would you stop conditioning everything? Just ask the question.
I'm going to ask it. It does say that you were nominated 6 times. So what happened the other... What happened the other 2 times that you didn't win?
Yeah.
Last year, I was nominated with my producer for a great story about her grandmother, thanks to 23andMe finding a sister she didn't know she had at age 87. And the sister was 91 living in Pennsylvania, and we didn't win. And you always check on those categories who won, because you're like, okay, what kind of sad story did you have? Because mine was pretty good, but was your guy like a survivor of something awful, the last World War II survivor who runs marathons? Like, we know what's gonna win, and you look ahead of time and you're like, no, forget it, I'm gonna lose. We didn't have much of a chance. We had a good story, but we didn't have much of a chance. And honestly, the other one was so long ago that I don't remember what it was.
So you lost when you had a sobbing story involving your producer?
Yeah, her grandmother.
So when you won, What did it take?
For the four, one, okay, I'll tell you the last one, which is the most important one. I went to cover the aftermath of Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico, and it involved my family and it involved my community.
Interesting, though. So it did not involve your sense of humor. Okay. All right.
No, the other three did, though. The other three did.
Right.
Have you won an Emmy for your sense of humor?
I don't understand. This is not about me, though. I'm asking you.
No, you're making it about yourself, because every time poor Jose wants to congratulate me about something, you go,
yeah, I don't sound like that. Here's my question. It says on your bio that you're a graduate of American University in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
What, you couldn't get into Puerto Rican University in Washington, D.C.? Because I'm an alum, okay?
It's the American University, by the way. The.
Right, it's the only one.
Es la única.
It's the only one that they sat around going, we need to name this university, but we just can't, for the love of God, think of what to name it.
What should we call it?
I don't know. I mean, we want it to be well known.
It's in Washington.
It's in Washington, the capital of America, but
America.
America University?
That's it?
No, that's a lot of vowels in there. We need to close it in somehow. Not America. I see a light bulb over your head. What do you got?
The
America University?
The America.
No. How about American University?
Oh.
American, because the university is American.
So we just have one American at the university.
Yeah, one applicant.
Right.
From Puerto Rico. It'll be perfect. Puerto Rico. Toma. You know I'm a big fan of your comedy. And I love your comedy because you make fun of your parents, like I do in my comedy. That has not won any Emmys, but I love it because it's very relatable. And I had the privilege of meeting your parents in Puerto Rico a few years back, and I fell in love with them right away. And what usually happens is what happens when people meet my parents is they hear me making fun of them on stage, then they meet them, and then they get mad at me for making fun of them on stage.
Yeah. All my friends think my mother is fabulous, and they don't understand why I may have issues the way they raised me, but I do.
People go up to me and they go, but your dad is so sweet. He's so kind. He's always smiling. I go, yeah, that's good for you, pero that's not the man that raised me.
I have the same thing with my mom, because my mom's only like 5 foot tall and I'm 6'1". And every time they see her, they're like, oh, she's so nice and cute. I'm like, yeah, but that you weren't there for the chancletazos made out of madera. You weren't there when she burned me with a match. I'm like, where was the cute lady then?
Did you know that? His mom is an arsonist. Jose used to burn little holes in the screens, right? I don't know why he thought that was a pastime. Like, let me just,
it makes a little noise. It's like, psst.
Right. Yeah. So his mom was like, I'm going to put a stop to this. So she was like, I'm going to burn you like you burned the screen. So she was putting matches out in his arm. And I'll ask him if he ever burned another screen again.
Never. I don't even play with matches.
That is my mother's parenting theory 101.
Yep.
My mother, like if my baby, my one-year-old would bite me out of excitement, my mom was like, muérdela, muérdela. You bite her once, she won't bite you again. I couldn't bring myself to bite my child. And my mom's like, your niece bit me once. I bit her back and I said, ¿Cómo te gustó? And then she stopped.
That's how I stopped biting too.
Oh, Juan Bobo.
So between your mom and your dad, who gives you the most material?
My mother.
Is she aware that she's giving you material? Like my
no.
dad? See, so that's like my dad. So I get a lot of material from my dad just from him being himself. And he doesn't realize that even when he's trying not to give me material, he continues to give me material. I don't want to have my recorder on, but he's just constantly flooding me with material, so much so that I have to tell him, mira, I'm writing the show right now. You know what I mean? Like, excuse yourself and go to another room, but he can't help himself. That's like that with your mom?
Oh, absolutely. The new show that I have coming up March 20th, I told her the other day, it's mostly you. And she's like, ay, por qué?
Clueless.
She has no idea. And when she hears the entire material, she will call me later and she'll be like, I stand by everything I told you. I don't know why you found that funny. She doesn't realize how funny she is. My dad is funny, but he's funny like he could hang with us and banter. And so my dad and I feed off each other. Pero mommy is like clueless and she over explains things. And they texted me yesterday, call after you have dinner. So immediately I think someone's dying and they're just going to tell me after I've eaten, pa que no se me corte la digestión.
Right.
And so I call and I said, ¿qué pasa? And she's like, a lot of snow going over there. And I said, yes, I know. Lester and Al are, they're not worried, but they're concerned. That's Lester Holt and Al Roker. Lester and Al se ven preocupado. And I don't know, they're talking snow the entire week. Are you going to go to work? Uh-huh. You're going to drive in this? Yes, mommy, this is what I do. This is where reporters thrive. I, for the last 25 years, you ask me every time, who is going to drive you? I know. Listen, what's the number for your news director? I'm going to call them.
Doesn't it feel weird, though, that your mom is trying to give you the news and you work in the news?
All the time. And especially with weather. But I don't know if that happened to you when you lived up here and you had family in Florida. Every Floridian member of my family will text me, va mucha nieve, arrobame, va estar bajo cero.
I never got any of those texts from family in Puerto Rico or Florida telling me how cold it was where I was. I would just get texts telling me how warm it was where they were. ¿Me entiende? That's it. That's bien fácil.
I would like to publicly express to all of you that we know and we live here and we know what to do. So we don't want to hear it.
I find it so funny that your mother wants to tell you the news. That's almost like me calling Emmeline and being like, mira, nena, you know, there's a virus called COVID. It might be coming your way.
No, it's like if you would have called her, if you would have called her and said, the vaccine is out, Al told me.
Hey, everybody. How are you? I'm Al Roker.
I also know you talk about your kids. And so I want to get into them a little bit. Your daughter, Amelia, she has a lot of you in her, right? She's very social, yeah. Very artistic. But she's at that age, like my son, where they are easily influenced, where they're very susceptible and vulnerable, right? And we kind of want to steer them. So what would you like Amelia to grow up to be if you could kind of like program her?
I would love her to be a therapist.
A physical therapist or a mental therapist?
A mental therapist. I think that she needs to work
on you. I thought she was going to be like, I need her to work on me, okay? Because I'm going to need in-house therapy.
After I'm done raising her. Yes, yeah. If I'm going to say I'm done raising her, yeah. Amelia has always been a kid with a very high emotional IQ that can read people and read a room really well. I remember the only play she's ever done, she had a small part and she was quiet, but the director said, I've never met a kid who can read a room like her. So I would love her to do that. She loves doing stand-up comedy. She's taken lessons. She's very good. But, you know, we all need a backup plan. You were an attorney.
Hey-o!
So I think that it would be beneficial for people to have somebody like her. She makes me feel so much better when I'm down. And she has her 13-year-old issues and she's anxiety-ridden like her parents and all that stuff. But there is something about her that, I don't know, I think she could help a lot of people emotionally.
Yeah, that just sounds like she's going, there's a lot of free therapy in there that I'm trying to really push for so that I don't have to go anywhere. Porque hace un frío en Chicago and sometimes I just want to be able to go to her room and be like, Amelia, you got a minute or an hour? Of course you do, because you're living in my house. So here's the thing, okay? Yo tengo un jefe, and then ahí, una hora. Mira, what about your son? What would you like your son to grow up to be?
He's 7, and he is very statistically driven. He likes numbers and making lists and memorizes things very well. So I think he may end up doing something with numbers. I can't relate to his personality like I relate to her.
Does he like matches?
Not yet.
So let me ask about you. If you had not turned out to be this amazing, whatever, 4-time Emmy winning journalist, whatever, if you're into that kind of stuff, what would you have been?
An actor.
An actor.
I never had the balls, though.
Okay, so if you hadn't been an actor or anyone in front of a camera, what do you think you would have turned out to
Backup
be?
Backup dancer for Olga Tañón.
Okay, so it doesn't matter how many times I'm going to ask her.
It's
she's
still
gonna,
performing, no matter
she's
what.
She's going to want to perform.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a tough question. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Which of your two kids do you love the most?
It depends on the day.
Nah, I'm going to have to demand an answer.
I love them equally.
I don't think so, because on your website, on your bio, and you know where I'm going with this, there's a picture of you and one child. You don't have both of them. You only have the future therapist there with you. So I guess you won't answer, but your bio will.
That's something I would have called out if I was the son. How come I'm not on the website?
Well, maybe it's the fact that he's only 7, but eventually he's going to grow up and figure out that he never made it on his mother's bio.
Right.
He hasn't seen it. That's why he hasn't complained.
Yet.
No se lo manden. Es mentiroso ese hombre, es mentiroso.
Es mentiroso ese hombre, es mentiroso. So tell me about your upcoming show, Ana.
It's called Keep It Real. And this entire pandemic, I've been very active on social media, kind of just sympathizing with people and kind of putting out there how hard this is. Because usually on social media, people are like, oh my God, this is so wonderful. I'm bonding with the kids. But they really are not. They're just doing it for social. I cringe at that because it hasn't been. And that's all been for social media. And I've tried to help people navigate. And the stand-up show is mostly about that, how I've survived it barely with my honesty intact and the children alive.
So what have been some of the pet peeves that you've discovered during this past year in quarantine with your family?
I don't like somebody asking me where I'm going all the time. I love my kids, but we live in a 3-bedroom condo in Chicago. So it's not meant for us to be here 24/7. And anytime I say I'm going to go to the supermarket, my husband goes, how long are you going to be? Oh,
I thought you were talking like if you left the living room and they'd be like, where are you going? I'm going to the kitchen.
No.
And then if you're in the kitchen.
No, I do that to him. I do that to him. But you know why I do that to him? Porque ese condenado sometimes leaves. I'm going to Starbucks y se va 2 horas. He leaves me with these kids because he's an only child and he needs me time. And he better come back.
So you're keeping track of time. You're keeping track of time. So if he takes 2 hours in Starbucks, you're like, okay, I've got 2 hours to get lost on being.
Absolutely.
What about you? What are some of the pet peeves they would have about you?
I work from here. So I broadcast in the morning from our living room. And I think that they've discovered their mother is way too loud.
Now, after all these years?
Now. They're like, why is she screaming at 7:30 in the morning?
And you're like, how else do you think I win my Emmys? You know, I'm loud. Tú sabes. That's what people like.
I stand out.
Apparently, that's the key to success in journalism is to be loud and have a sob story. I guess that's what I'm missing in my life.
But you're learning what you're learning.
Next time I'm on stage, you know, I got to remember to be extra loud and then end my show with a sob story.
Right.
And then just wait for the Emmys to come in.
So, Ana, you said you have a show coming, but where can people get tickets or how can they view it, the show coming up?
So it's going to be a virtual show, which is great because everyone who follows me all over the United States, que no estoy bragging, and all those family members from Florida and Puerto Rico who wouldn't be caught dead in Chicago in the middle of March.
Notice how she's like trying to reach out to my family, right, including Elizalde's family, if they want to see a really funny show, a show they haven't seen before, because, you know, who hasn't seen Elizalde? tune in to my show. So tell them the date and all the info.
March 20th at 7:30. It's via Zoom. All you have to do is get one ticket, and then you have as many people as you have in your house that are in your bubble, because I know you Floridians, just the people who are in your bubble. You can watch the show together, and you can go to AnaBelaval.com for tickets or MikeyOShow.com.
Now, that's wonderful, and I'm so happy for you. You know that. I love you. I'm rooting for you. One last question. I noticed on your website you did not have a picture of the 4 Emmys. Where are those Emmys?
They are in our living room, in a shelf where you can't really see them unless you're sitting on the sofa. And then there's one on like the buffet area behind. I don't really put them out.
Qué desperdicio.
Right?
Oh, me da vergüenza, me da pachón.
If I had 4 Emmys, I'd have like a little chain made out of them.
I would figure out a way to wear them around my neck.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would make sure that I could like distinguish them so that you knew which Emmy I was wearing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I didn't want you to think that I'm wearing the same one. I'd be like, this is the third one.
Yep.
This is the sob story one. And then I'd break into like, you know, what the Emmy was about.
Right.
And I'd make sure and tell people, hey, just because I won an Emmy doesn't mean that I'm the best, because there are a lot of people out there that are better than me, but they just don't have an Emmy.
Right. Like you.
Viste.
Because it goes full circle to Ellie.
And that was the Ellie Castro Show. I am Ellie Castro.
And I'm Jose Rodriguez.
For more information on my upcoming shows, Mi Gente, you can go to elliecastro.com and you can follow me on social media under Ellie Castro Comedy.
You can find me on social media under Jose A. Rod.
And remember to leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. Ana, I love you to death. I wish you nothing but the best.
Same to you, my love. Love you too, Jose. It was great to hear your voice.
Same here.
Bye, Ma.
Bye.
Remember, Mi Gente, life is so much better when you're laughing. Hasta la próxima.
Pa'lante. Yeah. She's performing no matter what. Ask her again. Let's see what number four is.
So if you couldn't be a dancer or an actor or a reporter, what do you think you'd be?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. I've been asked that before, and it's so hard for me to... I don't know how to do anything, Ellie, except talk. Probably a therapist or an attorney.
Notice she picked the worst possible profession. A therapist needs to listen and not talk. She's like, you know, probably a therapist so I could do all the talking and the person in need of help could just listen to me and so that they could help me with my problems.
Right, because she prefaced that by saying, all I like to do is talk.
Right, yeah. So I'm like, so I'm thinking
I'm a very good listener because that's what makes a good journalist. I'm a very good listener and that's not me tooting my own horn.
No, that's just you showing off your own Emmys. That's what you're doing.
All four of them.
All Grown Up is my all-new one-man show coming to Zoom April 24th at 8 p.m. It's for the whole family, and it's going to be a lot of fun. For tickets and info, go to elliecastro.com.
Gracias, mi gente, and see you soon. Muchas gracias, señor.